We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
You know, everybody, I am feeling good about America today. Hello, welcome. Welcome, everybody, to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hope you're doing good wherever you might be across America. Wow, we've got a great show, some great guests coming along today, but I've got to start by giving a shout-out to the great American Patriots in the Lone Star State and the great state of Texas, where last night something very interesting happened, something, quite frankly, that was remarkable, something that was unheard of. For the first time in 150 plus years, a Republican is going to be representing South Texas in Congress. This is an amazing story. Republican Myra Flores flipped a Texas House district last night, and she did it in a pretty incredible fashion. As a matter of fact, she won a district that is heavily Democrat. She won a district that actually voted for Joe Biden back in the presidential election. And it tells me, ladies and gentlemen, that I have hope in America. It tells me that the American people are waking up and they're realizing that as bad as things are in this country, with a Democrat at the helm, it's only going to get worse. When you look at what's happening in this country right now, whether it's you're a mom trying to go find a baby formula, you're a lady and you're going to the store to get your lady products and there's nothing there, that's on Joe Biden. That's on the Democrats. They own all of this. They control the House. They control the Senate. They control the White House. And they are turning this great, beautiful nation into a dumpster fire. That's what's going on here. And the American people are seeing through this. By and large, even Democrats are starting to see through this. And they realize that there's a difference when you have a liberal in the White House and a progressive in the White House. And Joe Biden, Lord love him, the cheese has done slid off his cracker, but Joe Biden is governing as a progressive Democrat, which is a socialist. And it's not working. I mean, everybody gets that. And what happened down in Texas, I believe, is a bellwether. When you look at what's happening across this country, people, you know, they turn on the television and you got Joe Biden out there and he's saying, well, the economy's never been better. Americans are more affluent. Americans have more money. Americans have more jobs. Americans have more prosperity than they've ever had in their lifetimes. That's what they're trying to tell us. I mean, even the people on CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Oh, thanks, Judge Joe Brown. Always there with the comment. Even folks over at CNN, they get it. I mean, Don Lemon has gone so far as to suggest that Biden can no longer, he no longer has the mental faculties to be president of the United States. So these are all good things, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I know we're going through a dark winter. Yes, I know that people are going to be paying probably $7-$8 a gallon for a gas $7-$8 for a gallon of gasoline. I get that. And it's going to be painful. But you know, maybe, ladies and gentlemen, dare I say this again, maybe just maybe this is just what the doctor ordered. Remember when you were a kid And what did your mom tell you? Don't, whatever you do, don't put your fingers, don't put your hands on the stove because the stove is hot and it'll burn you. And what do you do as a kid? Well, you go up there and you plant your hands on the burner and then you get burned. But you know what happens? You never do that again. It's painful, it's ugly, and there is a healing process. But eventually, when you do get back to normal as a child, you realize, you know what, if I touch that stove, I'm going to get burned. And I'm wondering, and I'm going to open this up to the to our vast audience here, because you guys are the brains of America. You are the people that are paying your taxes. You're the people that are out there making a contribution to society. You're the people that still believe in God and country and family. You are the backbone of this nation. And I'm curious to know from you, do you believe that we are on a path leading to a correction in American history? Has it finally gotten so bad in this country that even Democrats are willing to say, yeah, we can't do this anymore? Our policies are not working. The people we're sending to Washington, they're betraying us. We got to try something new. And I think that's what happened down in South Texas last night. You say, Tom, what about South Carolina? Well, you know what? The president, he won one, he lost one. What are you going to do? Congresswoman Nancy Mace, very popular, and the establishment Republicans love her. And they had Nikki Haley out campaigning. Nikki Haley, very popular in South Carolina, so I'm not terribly surprised. But the president, overall, when you look at the overall batting average, pretty darn good. MVP for the Republican Party. But that's not what this is about. It's really not about Donald Trump right now. It's really not. This is about stopping the pain. This is about helping to extinguish some of the dumpster fires that are burning. That's what the midterm elections, that's what that's really all about. And I have hope in the American people. Do I have hope in the Republican Party? Hell no, I don't. I mean, they could screw up a steak dinner, the Republicans. It's a no-brainer. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. So the question now is, what about we the people? Now, if we the people decide, you know, we got to fix this, and the Republicans, yes, some of them are morons, but you know what? They're the only way that we're going to be able to stop Biden from destroying the nation. I think those people are going to vote Republican. And I think we're going to see more crossover votes. I suspect we will see this election cycle, and we have a lot of minority listeners. As a matter of fact, we have one of the largest minority audiences in all of talk radio. And we're honored by that because we're talking about issues that matter to everybody. And I suspect a lot of minority voters are going to be crossing over and they're going to be voting for a Republican in the midterm elections. And I'm curious to hear from some of you. Maybe there's somebody out there who actually did vote for Joe Biden and you thought he was, you know, the kind of quirky, you know, Uncle Joe who likes to sit poolside and talk about, you know, kids rubbing his hairy legs and sniffing the children's hair and, you know, the fights he had back in the day with Corn Pop and the other gangsters. And you thought, you know, it can't really be that bad. We'll vote for quirky Uncle Joe. Then there were some of you out there. I just can't stand Trump's mean tweets. They just so trigger me. Well, you know what? I think some of those people are going to grow a pair and they're going to realize, oops, my bad.
I'm sorry. My apologies, America.
It could happen. I don't know. But I kind of feel good about this. I think what happened yesterday in Texas ought to make all of us feel encouraged. And quite frankly, it ought to make all of us get out there and try to do our part to help some of these Republicans. Look, we just need Republicans, and we can deal with the rhino crap a little bit later. But we got to stop these Democrats. We've got to stop this. So we got a lot going on today. We're going to be taking your calls on that. Also, word coming out that there is some sort of a night of rage being planned once Roe v. Wade is overturned. We have some new intel on that, and we're going to share that information with you as well. Again, I want to, before we go to break, though, I want to remind you, and especially all of our new listeners in the North Carolina area, if you have not already done so, head over to ToddStearns.com and sign up for our free newsletter and our free podcast so you will have news and information at your fingertips 24 hours a day. All right, so the question at hand, do you feel encouraged, ladies and gentlemen? I know it can feel like we're just, man, it's every day we're in a war, and there's no doubt we are. Every single day, folks, we're in a war. We're fighting for our freedom. And I love that. I mean, I don't know about you, but it beats the alternative. I don't want to be in some, you know, rehabilitation or reeducation camp listening to Bernie Sanders speeches. Nobody wants that. But I feel good about this, and I feel good about the fight. And I'm curious to hear from you, especially Hispanic voters, African American voters. Have you made the switch to the Republican Party? Have you embraced these conservative ideals? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Your calls coming up next. Folks, there's no doubt we're dealing with a lot of problems at the gas pump, not to mention the grocery store, restaurants. It's bonkers out there. Inflation hitting all of us where it hurts, and it really hurts. That's why I started using Upside. It's an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, buys groceries, or likes to go out to eat. And get this, with every purchase, I'm earning cash back thanks to Upside. To get started, download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play. Use my promo code STARNS. Get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. So here's how it works. You claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. You check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit card or debit card, and then you get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can actually earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. So here's what I want you to do. Download the free Upside app and use the promo code STARNS to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more using the promo code STARNS. By the way, Elon Musk says he voted in that race down in Texas, says he voted for Myra Flores. And by the way, now, I mean, there are a lot of people calling for Democrats to walk away from the party. Look, good for you. Good for you, Ms. Flores. And good for you, Elon Musk. She's writing on Twitter, "Welcome to the Republican Party. We welcome all walkaways from all walks of life. The party of opportunity, prosperity, and freedom is here to stay. We look forward to working together and building a better future for all of America." Good for, so well said. Look, at the end of the day here, folks, that's what it's about. Opportunity, prosperity, and freedom. Now, we have a large listening audience of Democrats in the Memphis, Tennessee area, for example. My question for you as a Democrat, why are you still a Democrat? Crime is off the charts. There was a report out, over 3,000 cars broken into here in Memphis. You've got shootings just about every single day, sometimes multiple shootings every single day. They don't want to bring in and hire additional police officers. They don't want to spend money to fix what's wrong, what's broken with the public schools. These are Democrats. Democrats have controlled this city for decades. And my point is, why not try something different? Just one election cycle. See what happens. Give the Republicans a chance. The way I see it, a party that wants to stay out of your life, a party that wants to stay out of your business, that's the party I want to be a part of. Well, look, we had a lot of primary races last night. I want to head over to the phones. Wyatt Cox, our good friend from the Nevada Talk Network. Adam, it was a big night in your state, lots of races. What's your takeaway?
My takeaway is twofold. It's number one, President Trump still holds a lot of sway in the state of Nevada because all of his endorsed candidates won in the primary. Unfortunately, many of these people are somewhat squishy rhinos. As we mentioned yesterday, Sheriff Joe Lombardo will be going off, going against our governor in the general election. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, one of the few sheriffs in the state that is anti-First Amendment. Attorney General Adam Laxalt, former Attorney General, will be heading against Catherine Cortez Masto for the Senate race. At both House races, you had incumbent Mark Amadei winning in Congressional District 2, and somebody whom you'll hear a lot of talk about down in Congressional District 4, that is Sam Peters, a strong conservative and a veteran, and a strong Las Vegas businessman, runs a good insurance agency down there. He will be facing off against Stephen Horsford. Las Vegas City Councilman Stavros Anthony, heading for the lieutenant governor's race. Jim Marchant heading for Secretary of State. Michelle Fiore, another Las Vegas City Councilwoman for State Treasurer. And a woman I told you about yesterday, Sigal Chata, winning her primary by a handy margin, by about 20 points, over a squishy woman, a lawyer, Tisha Black.
Wyatt, let me jump in here, because these are kind of in the weeds races here, and I'm curious to know about the Trump factor, because, look, it's been no secret that Trump's picks have sort of been all over the place. And you looking at Georgia, looking at Pennsylvania, Nevada, that aside, are you hearing from your listeners, are you hearing that the support for Trump is still off the charts, or has there been some softening of that support?
It's still quite strong. Look at these races. They all won by significant margins just by the Trump factor. That's the only thing I can say. Even though some of these people are not as conservative as Nevada is, the rurals went with the Trump factor. And apparently it also happened in the metros.
Yeah, look, I'm seeing that as well, that the Trump support is high. You know, yesterday Britt Hume was talking about what's really going on behind the scenes here, and I want to get your take on this, Wyatt, because there is a lot of infighting within the Republican Party. Some of it is starting to surface, and I think we saw a lot of that in South Carolina, and that's one of the reasons why Nancy Mace did so well, even though Trump was against her. She had the backing of the Republican Party and the establishment wing. Here's how Britt Hume framed the argument.
All right, but I guess the question still is are they moving towards trying to make a legal case against Donald Trump, or one that is a political case to somehow prevent him from being a factor in 2024?
Well, I think they're doing both. Jamie Raskin, one of the committee members, has said that, you know, part of what they're doing is to create something that they can be referred to the Justice Department for possible prosecution. What strikes me about this, Brett, is that if they succeed either by damaging him or staining him such that he is either unable or for legal or political reasons to run again, they might end up finding out that they've done the Republican Party a great service, because I think a great many Republicans think they can't win with Trump at the head of the ticket again. They're afraid of his supporters and don't want to come out against him directly, but they'd like him to go away. If the effect of this committee is to make his possible candidacy go away, I think a great many Republicans would privately be very glad.
Wyatt, do you concur with Britt Hume? Do you think there is concern in the party that Trump might bring everybody down?
There's that concern in the mainstream wing, but the stronger conservative wing, who did not endorse most of these candidates who were successful yesterday, they are strong, and they would probably back the president. I have no doubt about that. But there are some people, the rhino wing of this, that would just assume to see the president go away. And that is not a good thing for the party.
No, and it's a horrible thing for America. Here's my take on that, Wyatt, and we're going to have to let you go. We're up against a break, and you know how that goes. So, look, For years, for decades, the conservatives have been told by the rhinos to suck it up and support their choice. Going back to John McCain and Mitt Romney, the list goes on. But just most recently, those two races, and we were told to suck it up and deal with it. Well, and you know what? We did. We did our job. We did our job. Held our noses and went to go and vote for Willard and for McCain, even though they hated our guts. We were loyal to the Republican Party. Well, now it's time for the rhinos to suck it up, Buttercup, and get with it. You know what? I'm tired of it. If you get triggered by mean tweets, grow a pair, ladies and gentlemen. Well, gentlemen, but ladies too. You know what I'm talking about. 844-747-8868, however you identify. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. I don't know what it's like in your community, but here in Memphis, Tennessee, it is, woo, it is hot. By the way, you know, where's Ben Dieter, who is the typically the news anchor at KWAM, our flagship radio station, is filling in for the lovely Grace Baker, who called out sick, but I don't know, she may be poolside.
What? She may be. It's also her birthday today. So is that the birthday flu? Is it actually the flu, or is it just because she wants the day off for her birthday?
You know, that is a good question. We will find out. We had all these things planned today.
I know. We had cupcakes on the way.
Well, we're still having the cupcakes. But right. Anyway, so if you want to wish Grace Baker a happy birthday, wait until she gets back. But Ben Dieter, it is hot. I know you're from the Pittsburgh area.
Yes. It's hotter than hot, Todd.
Yes, it is.
And you shared a great illustration with me why you think the Bible Belt may be the way that it is because of these temperatures.
People don't want to spend eternity like this. It's terrible.
It's gotten me in church, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you what. You're not kidding. I was telling somebody, I saw folks out there in Memphis sweating like sidewalk Sally's in church. No. I had to clean up the language a little bit.
No. Oh, man. Also, we do have some sidewalk Sally's. I live downtown.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, anyway, thank you, Ben Dieter, for filling in, and we appreciate all your great work. I will say this, ladies and gentlemen. One of the weather forecasters put a graphic. It had planet Earth. And then it had the sun, and then in the middle was a tiny little dot called Memphis, Tennessee. That's how hot it is around here. Look, our friends over in Virginia have been going through it. They have been trying to take back the Commonwealth. They've been very successful at doing that. But the Washington Compost is coming after our good friend Brigitte Gabriel. She is doing incredible work across this great country, and the Washington Post coming out and slandering her good name. And Brigitte, as you know, leads up the organization Act for America. She's been out there on the front lines defending our freedom and warning people about radical Islamic extremism from day one. Brigitte, good to have you back with us. Hello, Brigitte.
Hello. I'm so delighted to be back with you.
Brigitte, it's been a long time. I hope you're doing well.
Thank you. Yes, survived COVID, and now it's summertime, and I'm happy. You can't be in a good mood when the sun is shining, and it's warm and beautiful, and you can hop in the pool.
Well, there you go. You know what? I'm down with that. Brigitte, I've been reading this Washington Post story. You and I were chatting earlier today about this. It's pretty despicable what they're trying to do to you and other conservatives there in the Commonwealth.
Yes, they are. You know, they are reaching far out as much as they can. They hate conservatives. They know we are winning. They know there is a wave coming. They know that conservatives are mobilized. They are energized. The victory in Virginia was a great victory with the election of Winsome Sears, our lieutenant governor, who's a dear friend of mine. We go back 20 years, and also Governor Youngkin. So the Washington Post, because the left have nothing to offer other than spear, you know, they want to throw names at you. You know, anybody who loves our Constitution and who stands up against evil, you are a racist, a bigot, a white supremacist, a homophobe, xenophobe, you name it. So, of course, they wrote an article. They had to reach so far back that they are using quotes taken out of context that were said 16 years ago, Todd. This is how far back they're reaching.
Oh, they seem to be upset over a tweet, and I guess it was a photograph of you and the lieutenant governor, Winsome Sears, saying that you were sharing that she was your dear friend for 20 years, and we're fortunate to have her. And clearly, that triggered the pro Sharia crowd, I suppose, at the Washington Post. I don't know.
Well, they got upset and they said, oh my gosh, look at the friends that Winsome Sears is having around. And they're quoting that we are anti-Muslim, you know, Act for America is anti-Muslim, and Brigitte Gabriel is anti-Muslim, and the Governor Youngkin and Lieutenant Winsome Sears need to rebuke her. Look, we're not anti-Muslim. We never were anti-Muslim. We are anti-radical Islam and terrorism. We are anti-evil, anti-murder, and anti-hate. But we are not anti-Muslim. We work with many Muslims and have many Muslim members who hate terrorism and murder of innocents as much as we do. You know, Todd, I'm sure you work with a lot of them and interview a lot of them as well. You know, we made it a point at every single national conference we had to have a keynote Muslim speaker to show that Americans are united against terrorism. But when you have organizations like CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, who is an unindicted co-conspirator in the war against terrorism, they want to hide away anything relating to terrorism, and they're screaming anti-Muslim because they know this is how they make noise.
No, look, you're right, Brigitte, and I've had to deal with CARE. These are very bad people, and you're right, they're unindicted co-conspirators. They are very bad people, and to your point, I have known you for at least 15 or 16 years, and I know you to be a good and decent person. You have no problem with the Muslim people. My personal philosophy, Brigitte, I'm happy to fellowship with your religion as long as you don't want to blow me up. That's my general working philosophy in life.
Exactly. And, you know, even on our policy statement on our website, Todd, people can go to actforamerica.org and check out our policy statement. And it says, Act for America has never and will never tolerate any bias, discrimination, or violence against anyone based on their religion, gender, race, or political persuasion. Freedom to practice one's religion in peace is afforded to each of us by the U.S. Constitution, and we will defend it vigorously. You know, but people don't bother checking things out. You know, the lefty and the Islamists and their friends at the Washington Post, you know, the friends of CARE, want to throw something out because they know that we live in a society where people do not want to peel the layers and get down to the bottom of the story. They're just, look at the headlines and they act accordingly. So this is why we are fighting this. You know, we're not going to stand back and allow an unindicted co-conspirator like CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, who's had many founding members and leaders who are either charged with terrorism, convicted with terrorism, exiled on terrorism charges, start attacking people like me, Winsome Sears, and Governor Youngkin because they do not want us speaking out or even associating together. See, their true colors are coming out. They do not want conservatives working together, networking together, talking to each other, because the left and the Islamists know that if the right, the Christians, the conservatives, the Republicans, People who put God and country first come together, our enemy has no chance of winning. And that's what bothers them, and that's the bottom of the story.
Yeah, Brigitte, you know, here's what concerns me big picture. Clearly, we are a nation founded under God. I believe an argument can be made that we are, in fact, meant to be a Christian nation. But we have seen an effort by the left over the past at least 50 years to remove God from the public marketplace. And what's happened, Brigitte? We see it. We see it in the streets. We have chaos. We have crime. It's off the charts. We have anarchy. And my concern, Brigitte, is that out of this anarchy, in comes the radical Islamist. And they're able to get a foothold in the chaos of the culture right now.
Well, you know what? The culture right now is deteriorating so fast, Todd, that the radical Islamists don't even need to do any work because the leftists are doing the work for them. And this is why, and you and I have talked about this in the past, and the Muslim Brotherhood Project for North America, you know, the 100-year plan that they wrote that we found out, that our intelligence community found out about it, and we have a copy of it. They talk about, in their instructions on how to advance the radical Islamic agenda in the West, on how they need to come and work with like-minded organization, progressive organizations in the West that helps them advance their goals. And this is why when you see organizations like the Council on American Islamic Relations working hand-in-hand with the ACLU and with the Southern Poverty Law Center and these leftist organizations, you scratch your head and you think to yourself, how can these two people work together? I mean, one is pro-abortion completely by heart, you know, pro-abortion, you know, Islamists obviously, you know, do not want women to have any rights, do not want abortion, and you think, how can they work together? But the leftist organizations are being used as useful idiots at the hands of Islamists with an agenda. And that's why we in America today have so many pressing issues in our country. We need to come together and preserve our freedom of speech, which is the top of the line, because we have got to be able to speak about evil threatening our country. We have to be able to speak about people who wish America ill, and we need to come together and work together to save our great nation, which was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Look, Americans are great people. We love our enemy. We pray for our enemy. We are a Christian nation. The majority of Americans go to church. There are 75 million evangelicals in the United States, and that's just the evangelicals. We are a nation that loves, that forgives. We do unto others what we want others to do unto us. And if we come together and work together, we will win our country back. The Islamists and the radicals and the leftists and the socialists will have no leg to stand on. And I encourage people listening to this interview, if my message resonates with you, go to our organization, actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org. Sign up to join us. Take action on our action alerts. Join the movement. We are now setting up chapters in churches nationwide under our banner, Act in Faith. We are fighting to mobilize the Christians.
All right, Brigitte, always good. It's been a long time. We got to get you back on in the next couple of months or so.
I would love that. And meanwhile, I wish you a wonderful day. Thank you for having me on.
All right, Brigitte Gabriel, you stay cool at poolside. Thanks for everything. And don't let the folks at the Washington Compost get you down. So, what a bunch of yahoos.
Thank you so much, Todd.
All right,
thanks.
That's Brigitte Gabriel, everybody. Act for America. And we've got a link up on the website. But look, when the Washington Compost and the New York Slime's coming after you folks, hey, wear it as a badge of honor. They come after us all the time, and we just don't care. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. When we come back, the White House just issuing a big announcement. So apparently they're bringing all the gays in America are coming to the White House today for their big pride party. And looks like Secretary Pete Buttigieg is going to be one of the special guests coming off of maternity leave. So we'll give you the lowdown on that in just a moment. Also, you folks in Salem, Oregon, listening to us on KYKN, listen up. We've got a great big event coming your way. It is a summer barbecue with yours truly, And I'm going to be out there speaking. We're going to have some great barbecue sponsored. It's a fundraiser for the Marion County GOP and is also sponsored in part by Adams Rib Smokehouse. Oh, I cannot wait. I've heard incredible things about their barbecue. Anyway, it's going to be a fun event. Love to meet you and your family and be able to shake your hand, sign a copy of a book for you. And if you'd like information, go to KYKN.com. That's KYKN.com for details. That's coming up later in July. And, of course, last night, Greta Van Susteren launched the new show on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Every night, Greta proving that people want real news without the media spin. Her show, by the way, called The Record with Greta Van Susteren. You can watch it 6 o'clock tonight Eastern. Greta is broadcasting from Washington with real news and giving you the facts you need to know. She's asking the tough questions the big media will not ask. Folks, you got to do this. Find out why millions of people are making the switch to Newsmax, including yours truly. Check your program guide to get information on her new show. You can also text the word Greta to 39747. That's Greta to 39747. We'll be right back. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. All right, we're working on it. We're working on it. Somebody wanted to know, Kyle wanted to know, what are they serving at the Washington, D.C. White House Gay Pride reception today? Is it a cocktail hour? Do we know? I shouldn't have asked that question. My apologies. We'll get on that at the top of the hour. By the way, this just in, breaking news. You know what we've got to do here, folks? We've got to get a breaking news banner. We're not, Rush Limbaugh had the breaking news banner and everything. We don't have that just yet, but we're working on it. So anyway, we'll try this again. Breaking news, America. This just coming in from George Washington University. It turns out that George Washington University has voted to rid itself of their official mascot. So George Washington University, known as the Colonials, and the university now says they will no longer be called the Colonials. I want to read this to you, this statement just coming out. I'm writing to give you a confidential heads up. Oh, it was not confidential now. I'm writing to give you a confidential heads up, which will be announced publicly later today. Until that time, please consider this notification to be private.
Oopsie.
After a thoughtful and deliberate process, the university's Board of Trustees has decided to discontinue the use of the Colonials moniker. A new moniker will be introduced by the 2023-2024 academic year. Until that time, we will continue to be the Colonials. The decision to change the Colonials was not taken lightly. What's important now is that we move. Oh, sweet mercy. They've got a photograph of the Colonial. Not a very handsome looking man. What's important for you now is that we move forward together to identify a moniker that will unite and unify the George Washington community and increase pride in our institution with a moniker that reflects the value, strengths, and diversity of a worldwide population. So here's a thought here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're a very helpful people here on the Todd Starnes radio program. So perhaps we could offer some guidance, some suggestions to George Washington University. What should the new mascot, the new moniker of George Washington University be? So put on your thinking cap. And you know what I'm going to do, Ben? We're going to have people call in. And the most clever suggestion, we're going to give them a copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. I think that's a good deal. So here's how it's going to go, folks. If you have an idea for a new politically correct mascot for George Washington University, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I'm thinking, I don't know, something in the trans or non-binary area with maybe a, I don't know, Native American or an Eskimo or a midget.
I don't think you're...
Oh, we can't say
you
midget.
Can't say no, the no, last
little
two.
People.
Yeah.
My apologies. Whoops.
I think that still went over the air, Kyle.
Did midget go over the air? Oh, there. Doggone it. Sorry, little people.
And yeah, the Eskimo one, that one's not either. But I've got to get back to the phone lines because they're starting to blow up, Todd.
Okay.
So I'm going
to go, go, go. Go, go, go. This is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life. So here's what we're going to do. When we come back from the top of the hour news break, we're going to go to the phone lines. But we want you to be creative here. And we really want to help George Washington University. Something without man parts, perhaps. I don't, or a spine. So maybe, how about a jellyfish? The GW jellyfish. Maybe, well, all right, we'll write that one down. It's not the best in the world, but it's a starting point. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, jeez-a-loo, America. It's going to be one of those days. I'm telling you, one of those days. If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So glad to have you with us today. Before we head to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, a little unfinished business from the last hour of the program. We had some breaking news coming out of Washington, D.C. George Washington University has voted to get rid of their official moniker, the one they've had since the university was founded. They will no longer be known as the Colonials. Of course, that particular moniker has caused great angst among the perpetually offended crowd, the snowflakes of America, and they've been triggered for a number of years. So out of the spirit of compassion, out of the spirit of hospitality, we have decided to allow our audience the opportunity to suggest a new name, a new moniker for George Washington University, something that would be politically correct. So I want to go to the phones real quick. We have Dennis in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, listening to us on WSJS, our great new affiliate. Dennis, how are you today?
I'm wonderful.
All right, Dennis, give us your idea for the new moniker.
They need to be called the Wooden Teeth.
The Wooden
Teeth.
The Wooden Teeth. Oh, I like teeth. That. Yeah.
All yeah, right. The Wooden Teeth. That's what they need to be. And we just picked you guys up at WSJS. I like you.
Well, you're kind to say that, Dennis. We want you to hang tight, and we're going to get your info, and we're going to send you a little thank you gift in the mail. Dennis from Winston-Salem says they need to be called the Wooden Teeth because Washington had, wooden teeth. Let's go to Amy, Gainesville, Georgia. All right, what say you?
Hi, it's Andy.
Andy.
I was thinking along the same lines, but I thought choppers. A, for the false teeth, you know, the whole falseness, but also, although it might trigger them for the violence, you're chopping down the cherry tree and you're also chopping up the path. So,
oh, I like this.
Is teeth, you know, it's non-binary. Everybody's got teeth, no matter what your gender. But figured that was kind of a...
I love it. You know, it is interesting, though, Andy, the bigger problem I see is the words George Washington. They may have to rename the university. And if that's,
they might have to.
You never know. But you're right. Teeth are, in fact, non-binary. So, all right, hang tight, Andy. We're going to get your particulars, and we'll send you a little thank you gift in the mail. All right, folks, we'll be taking your calls throughout the program, 844-747-8868. I do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Big story brewing within the Southern Baptist Convention. We talked about this briefly yesterday. Pastor Robert Jeffress of the First Baptist Church, Dallas, Texas, joins us. Pastor Jeffress, hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Thank you, Todd.
You want to try your hand at renaming George Washington University?
I think you've come up with some good possibilities there.
The choppers. It's very clever, very clever. You know, Pastor, I was watching some of the proceedings, and it's amazing the problems that the Southern Baptist Convention they're facing. I mean, these are some pretty serious issues that go far beyond, you know, the sex abuse scandals and really to the theology and the doctrine of the denomination.
Well, that's right. And to quote Barack Obama's pastor, Jeremiah Wright, the chickens are coming home to roost. And I think that's what you're seeing happening with the Southern Baptist Convention. What I mean is, you know, for many years, Southern Baptists prided themselves on the fact that they weren't like those stuffy Presbyterians with their creeds and catechisms of, we've got just the Bible. We're people of the Bible. We believe the Bible. And, you know, that may work in a culture when there's a general consensus of what truth is. But in our culture, when everything's being questioned, gender, marriage, just the basics that people used to agree on, you have to nail down what you believe. And that's where the rub is coming for Southern Baptists. They're not used to that. And so the question, Todd, is what are the non-negotiables of the Christian faith that you have to agree on to cooperate together? Who gets to make the list and who enforces the list? And that's really at the heart of what this controversy is about.
You know, and again, whether people agree or not, one of the teachings of the Southern Baptist Convention, following the teachings of the Bible, no female pastors. I mean, that's been pretty much agreed upon since the start of the convention. And even that came under question over the past couple of days in Anaheim, California.
Yeah, and look, with all due respect to Al Mohler, I think he's wrong when he says we don't need to debate what the word pastor means. Well, yeah, you do, because, I mean, the fact is, are we talking about the senior pastor? I mean, I think there's general consensus among Baptists that the Bible says the role of senior pastor is reserved for a male. He's to be the husband of one wife. But what about a children's pastor? You know, what about a young adult minister and so forth? I think you have to nail things down. Words mean something, and we've got to all define words the same way.
I thought it was interesting. Yeah, the convention in recent years has been very concerned about race, the nation's largest Protestant denomination, and by and large, you know, they are overwhelmingly white. But quite frankly, when you look at all the other denominations, maybe the Catholics aside, Southern Baptists are a very diverse group of people, and yet there's been an effort to really put race at the forefront of everything in the convention.
Well, look, racism is a sin. To damn somebody because of the color of their skin or to think less of them is to damn and curse the God who made them. But God makes us according to a gender. He makes us male and female. He's the one who assigns our race. And the problem, one of the many problems with CRT, is they want to make people feel guilty about their own race. You know, somehow they're deficient because of the color of their skin. That's wrong, whether the color is black, brown, or white.
Is it a problem that the Southern Baptist Convention is imploding? What does that mean for the rest of the nation and the culture of the nation?
Absolutely nothing. I mean,
really?
You know, my prediction is there's not going to be an immediate demise of the Southern Baptist Convention. I think there'll be a continued diminishing of its size and its influence. But what's going to happen is they're not going to be mass churches pulling out, so to speak. We're not connected that strongly to begin with. We voluntarily contribute to certain joint ventures. But I think what you'll see is, Todd, churches giving less and less money to the denomination and using that money instead for their own ministries to reach people with the gospel. And look, the fact is the local church is God's creation to do his work. God created the idea of the local church. God didn't create denominations. And I think we're living in a post-denominational age. I think the power is in the local church. That's what God designed. And I think churches like First Baptist Dallas, our church, and other Bible-believing churches won't even notice what happens in the Southern Baptist Convention.
That's fascinating. I've always felt that a strong Southern Baptist Convention would be helpful, at least speaking truth into the culture. I mean, you did that a lot during the Trump administration, and you caught a lot of fire because of that, because now there are people... Go ahead.
Yeah, but my speaking had nothing to do with any connection to the Southern Baptist Convention. I was a local church pastor. I'm nothing more than a local church pastor. That's all I want to be. And I think if every pastor will do his job of leading his congregation to do God's will, what's happening in the convention will make no difference whatsoever.
Pastor Robert Jeffers is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Pastor, a couple of big Supreme Court rulings. We're still waiting to hear, of course, Coach Joe Kennedy, the football coach, and the prayer case from Washington State, and then Roe v. Wade. It's just a guessing game, but are you guys concerned about post-decision violence when it comes to Roe v. Wade?
We're always very well secured, and we're continuing to evaluate our security every week. But I think that's a possibility that there'll be violence. But look, Todd, you and I are both going to be at the Faith and Freedom Coalition this week, and one thing I'm going to be saying to that group in Nashville is the fact that Roe's about to implode, the fact that we're getting ready to allow prayer, at least in football games and some ways in the school again, that's all the result of the election of one man in 2016 named Donald J. Trump. He never would have been president. There never would have been three pro-life Supreme Court justices had it not been for Christians turning out and voting their convictions. Christians can make a difference in this culture. It's not denominations. It's individual Christians making a difference.
Pastor Robert Jeffers, Dr. Jeffers, always good to have you on the show. And I'd love for you to promote this great new book you have. By the way, Pathway to Victory, ptv.org is the website. And you've got a great new children's book to reach the next generation of kids with the gospel called Jesus's Favorite Stories for Kids.
That's right, and it's a great picture book. It's a way to engage with your children or grandchildren. It's available at ptv.org, and I'll give you a preview. We've got a great new book coming out in July called America is a Christian Nation. It's a beautiful pictorial coffee book with great inspiring quotes from our founding fathers about the Christian founding of our country and great pictures of our beautiful nation as well. So I hope people will think about getting that in July.
I love it. And we'll bring you back on between now and then to promote that book as well.
Thanks so much, Todd, and I look forward to seeing you in Nashville.
All right. Yeah, you're buying the hot chicken this go-around. So.
Okay.
All right. Pastor Robert Jeffers, everybody, over at First Baptist Dallas. You see him on the TV all the time, and he is he's a great American patriot. Let me tell you something. If you're a pastor, if you are involved in the pro-life movement, if you are involved in your local church, you need to be taking special precautions in the coming days, especially with the Roe v. Wade decision hanging in the balance. So there are some new reports out of some pro-abortion terrorist groups that are already making threats, and you just want to be prepared. That's all this is. You got to be prepared. You got to have a plan in case these yahoos show up. And as Pastor Jeffers said, they've got a pretty strong security force there at First Baptist Church. And I suspect most Southern churches, you know, everybody's packing heat. I mean, that's just the way it is in the Deep South. All right, real quick, before we go to break here, I want to go to Asheville, North Carolina. Scott on the line, and Scott has a mascot suggestion. All right, Scott, lay it on us.
How are you, Todd?
Scott, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Well, look, I'm proud of you, and my hat's off to Dr. Jeffers, too. He is he's one of my heroes.
He is a great man and really a great friend of this program, and we just really respect and admire his stand. All right, Scott, we got to take a break here. What's your recommendation on mascots?
Let's go with George Washington Cherry Poppers.
The cherry. Oh, because he had the tree. He chopped out the tree went pop, right? Scott, you're going to get me in trouble. I just had Pastor Jeffers on. Come on, Scott.
I hope he turned his radio off. But either way, I think, you know, our Lord's got a sense of humor. Look at some of the people he made.
Look at Joe Biden.
Yeah, now, that is one favorite, and I know you got to go. But this is my favorite of them boys. They're more like a demented circus monkey. You know, the swamp rat is too good for them. Swamp rats have a use. These guys right here are a fungus on the butt of Eddie Murphy.
So a fungus on the butt of Eddie Murphy? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that Eddie had a lot of problems years ago with funguses from I don't know what. Don't really care. But I think that's where the fungus derived from. And what happened was it regenerated and it grew into Biden.
Scott, you're killing me, man. This is great. All right, Scott, appreciate the call. Scott wants to call the George Washington University football and athletic teams the Cherry Poppers. We also have the Choppers and the Wooden Teeth. So there you go. Again, if you have a suggestion, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Did he really say a fungus on the butt of Eddie Murphy? I may have to Google that. We'll be right.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Right back. All right, so some of the suggestions coming in, the GW Fruit Loops, the GW Non-Binary Gender Benders. Oh, that's kind of got a nice ring to it there. You know, Ben Dieter, one of the things you're gonna love as you're filling in for the under the weather Grace Baker, who's celebrating her birthday today, that our audience is very helpful. Mm-hmm. You know, we are a very tolerant audience. We have a very diverse audience, and we just want to be helpful. It's neighborly.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're very welcoming to these suggestions. These have been great. Looking at the George Washington Traitors. Oh, my gosh.
The Traitors? Oh.
The Traitors. And how about the Hypocrites? I mean, there's such a variety here.
The Wackadoodles. That's a good one. Let's go to Tim in Gainesville, Georgia. Tim has a suggestion. WDUN, our great affiliate there. Hi, Tim.
Well, I guess it's me, but the name is Tom.
Tom, my apologies. I'm just having a hard time getting names right today. Sorry about that.
Well, I tell you, one thing I got to say, I appreciate you keeping me up to speed on what goes in the area where I grew up. I'm in Georgia now, but the Memphis area was my growing up spot.
Is that right? So you're from these parts?
Yeah, over at Forest City, right across the river.
Oh, Forest City, Arkansas. Yes, indeedy.
Yes, sir. Yep,
good people over there.
Well, right. My suggestion, I know that Washington was the father of our country, but what about the Washington Founders?
The Founders. Oh, that's actually a good legitimate name. I like that. But, Tom, again, my concern here is it's not so much colonials they have a problem with. It's the George Washington part. And because, you know, he owned slaves, and therefore, you know, he needs to be destroyed.
Isn't that a shame?
It's awful, and it's part of this cancel culture mob, Tom. And President Trump warned people, as did I. President Trump said they're going to tear down the Confederate statues, and then they're going to come after the Founding Fathers, and that's exactly what they're doing. Well, Tom, thanks for the call, and thanks for the suggestion. Let's go to Carol in North Georgia. Hi, Carol.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. All right, Carol, what's your suggestion?
I have a suggestion for the Brandons. Can we get all join in and scream, let's go, Brandons?
Oh, wow. I love that, Carol.
We could all get in on it. I'd love it.
I love it. The let's go, the George Washington Brandons.
Yep.
Carol, you know what? Hang tight. We want to send you a book for that one. That is a great, great idea. All right, Ben, let's get Carol's info, and we'll send her a copy of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. All right, folks, got to take a quick break here. A couple of lines open, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. So if you have a suggestion on the new nickname for George Washington University, Colonials is out. You can't call them Colonials anymore because that is apparently racist. So we're taking your suggestions, and we will forward these to the to George Washington University. We just want to be helpful. That's all. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
As David Axelrod says, and he's come out and put his name on it, he said, look, this is a person who, if they win, will be closer to 90 at the end of their second term than 80. And therefore, these are very fair questions. Joe Biden said these were fair questions the last time when he was running. So do you have these questions?
Well, I think everybody is looking very closely now. When Biden does well, he does really well. That gun speech he gave, he was perfect. It was powerful. When he does badly, when he stumbles, you get nervous and you wonder, is it just a stutter? Is he tired or something else there? And so I think that people are just looking. I mean, honestly, I think a lot of Democrats are like, if this guy's ready to go, we're behind him. But if he's not ready to go, he should let us know. I think that's what's going on.
All right. There you have it. Van Jones, yet another Democrat strategist calling into question Biden's faculties. And we've heard this from David Axelrod, other people on CNN, Don Lemon. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us our good friend from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler. Congressman, welcome back to the show.
Always good to be on.
And hey, I just got to tell you, Van Jones was wrong. Right after Joe Biden's talk about curtailing our Second Amendment rights, his poll numbers, his approval numbers actually went down. So I just got to clarify that for the record.
What does that tell you, though, about Joe Biden and the Democrats?
Well, it tells me a few things. Number one, the Democrats know that Joe Biden is a sinking ship. The Democrats in Congress that are in tough elections don't want him in their district at all. They're trying to distance. And then if you look at the fact that folks like Van Jones, David Axelrod, et cetera, are openly saying that Biden is maybe past his prime in so many words, it shows that the Democrats are looking to make a change for 2024. They know that Joe Biden cannot win re-election, and they're now trying to set the stage to get him to exit.
Seems to me, Congressman, that, you know, if in fact the Republicans do as well as we expect them to do, and I'll get to that Texas election last night in just a second, but if in fact the Republicans have historic wins in the midterms, I'm wondering if at that point the Democrats figure some way to get Biden out of there so they can at least install Harris to see if she's any good at the job. I mean, we all know that she's not, but I mean, otherwise, you know, they're going to have Kamala Harris as the nominee one way or the other.
Well, I don't know if they're actually going to do that because they know that the only one more unpopular than Biden right now
is Harris.
Kamala Harris, yeah. and Nancy Pelosi too. Both Harris and Pelosi are more unpopular than Biden. So I think they know that if they were to get rid of Biden, put in Kamala Harris, it'll spell doom. Now, if they can get Kamala Harris out somehow, which I wouldn't put it past them, and I'm sure they want a Pete Buttigieg type candidate in there to show a stark contrast with a younger guy and a, you know, in somebody who has one foot in the grave. Let's just be honest with Biden. He is not operating on full capacity right now. That's almost irrefutable. So I think they want that contrast. So they would love to have Pete Buttigieg. Now, I still think we beat any Democrat in 2024, but the Democrats know to have a fighting shot. They can't have Biden. They can't have Harris.
When you look at the race down in South Texas, first time in more than 150 years that a Republican has represented South Texas along the Rio Grande, what does that tell you about the mood of the electorate, Congressman?
Well, it tells me that, remember, Joe Scarborough all the time says demographics is destiny. It tells me that as the Hispanic vote shifts over to a conservative vote and a Republican vote, we are going to be a much stronger party moving forward. It also shows that the Hispanic voter does not buy this woke nonsense coming from the left. Remember, Hispanics are predominantly Catholic, pro-life, pro-family. They don't buy into this quote-unquote Latinx nonsense where the woke left is telling them that their language is sexist. So let the Democrat Party be the party of woke, rich, white, college-educated liberals. Have at it. We will build our coalition with working men and women, white, black, Hispanic, you name it. We're going to be the party that represents working, average, everyday Americans, not these elitists that the Democrats have stuck their future to.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania. You know, Congressman, another big story we've been following, this gun grab legislation that you've got 10 Senate Republicans saying they're willing to sign on to this. That would give them a filibuster-proof piece of legislation. What concerns you the most? I have a thought, but what concerns you the most about this legislation?
So there's a lot that concerns me in the House version of this bill, but just talking about the Senate version, the due process issue really concerns me, where you could have a red flag hearing with only one party and that someone's guns and firearms can be confiscated, and then the burden shifts on that individual to get his or her firearm back. That is a problem because it's basically due process in reverse. That's not how our system it's set up to run. And I can tell you, Todd, I used to be a magisterial district judge, and I would do ex parte hearings when you only have one party. It is extremely difficult to ascertain the truth and get to the right decision when you only have one party in front of you. And more often than not, I'd be willing to say 9 times out of 10, the petitioner in front of you usually wins that hearing. And then it is sorted out several days later at a full hearing with both parties. But to do this is problematic, especially when it's centered around, it can be centered around baseless allegations. And when the Democrats have the ability to define sanity, every conservative will be, by their definition, insane. That's the way their party is moving. So it will be used as an assault on our Second Amendment right.
You see, I'm with you. Again, I don't have a problem raising the age to 21. All right, fine, whatever. But for me, it's the red flag laws, because at that point, that gives them a card to knock on your front door and demand your guns. If you support traditional marriage, you got a problem with the little boys using bathrooms with girls. They will twist that any way they can, Congressman, to fit their agenda. And it really shocks me that we had 10 Senate Republicans saying that they're willing to go along with this.
Right. Well, just a few thoughts. Republicans need to learn a lesson that you don't make up any points for kissing up to Democrats. It doesn't work that way. They will use you as long as they can and then kick you to the side. As long as you don't fit their narrative, as long as you're not supporting their agenda, you're old news, you're out. So have fun with your 15 minutes of fame and the good media attention, because you're only going to have it for so long. So that's always a losing proposition to cave our conservative principles to the Democrats. Secondly, when it comes to I got to push back with you on the age issue. The same people that are telling us that 16-year-olds should have the right to vote are now telling us you have to be 21 to own a firearm. That's absurd. I've been handling firearms since I've been a young boy, safely under adult supervision. I believe at age 18, I was fully capable of properly handling a firearm. And anybody that's going into the military, enlisting in the military, they are between the ages of typically 18, 19, and 20, and they are trusted to defend this country. They should be afforded the right to have the Second Amendment just like everybody else.
No, and that's fair enough, Congressman, and I completely see your point there. But, you know, my point was, you know, when you look at all the things you're trying to shove through, that at least somewhat I can see that. I mean, but to your point, I get it. The fact of the matter is, none of this would have prevented any of the mass shootings we've had. And when you go back and look at the actual numbers, we're talking, what, 3% of gun violence, gun deaths in America were the result of an AR-15. So at the end of the day, I think this is not so much about the AR-15. It's not so much about the rifles as it is wanting to get our handguns.
Well, they want to disarm us. They really do. And the reason why they want, for example, universal background checks is because if they have universal background checks, they'll by definition need to have a gun registration that's national. They'll know exactly who has our firearms.
Yep.
And look, this isn't tin hat, foil tin hat or whatever conspiracy theories. The Democrats openly talk about taking our guns. Beto O'Rourke, when he was asked, "Do you want to take away your guns?" his response was, "Hell yeah." In the Judiciary Committee meeting, I cannot recall the Democrat's name, but he basically said, "We'll blow up the filibuster, we'll pack the Supreme Court to take away our firearms." That is their ultimate end, is to disarm law-abiding citizens. And remember, in a world where their violence is considered speech and our speech is considered violence, in a world where if you're setting cities on fire under the guise of Antifa, that's okay. But if you're an angry parent that's upset about curriculum and you're going into a school board meeting, you are then labeled a domestic terrorist. We don't want the people that are making those designations deciding who owns firearms, because I can tell you how this story will end. Conservatives will have to hand over our firearms.
Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Appreciate the great insight. Again, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania. Congressman, thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Take care.
All right. Good guy right there. All right. 844-747-8868. That is our phone number. Do you believe what the congressman just said, that the ultimate goal is to disarm America? Again, we're talking about a sitting United States congressman. So he clearly sees, he has an idea of what the other side is up to here. We're going to be getting to your calls. Got to take a quick break. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, have we got any intel yet on what they're serving? What's on the buffet at the Gay Pride reception, the cocktail party?
Someone told me there's going to be a cereal bar.
Ooh.
And I
love
think
cereal.
I think they're serving Fruit Loops and stop, Fruity Pebbles
stop,
per my sources.
Stop. I'm one of those.
Are you more of a Fruit Loop guy or
no,
a Fruity Pebble guy?
I like the brand.
The Raisin Bran.
The Raisin Bran, you know.
That's
hard.
Your doctor probably endorses that for you.
Yeah, I don't know. There's this, I don't know. I'm not a big, like, I don't like sugary cereals. Mm-hmm. So I'm more of a, just, I don't like sugar in the morning.
Well, I can tell you, they're probably not serving Raisin Bran at the White House.
No, but they did serve. I mean, we were at WABC, and they have a cereal bar, and they were serving. I think it was Fruit Loops. It was not the Fruity Pebbles.
Okay.
And I never did like the, and I didn't like the chocolatey. What is it called? The chocolatey pebbles?
Yeah,
no, that's
they,
not it.
They have all sorts.
It was
of
Count Chocula.
Yeah. Very different than the Fruity Pebbles, Todd.
Thank you. Folks, we're working on it. We'll get back to you. Maybe I hope they have the shrimp. I love the shrimp cocktail. Very delicious.
Stop with the cocktails.
No, I'm just saying. Let's go to Michael. And Michael, you're going to have to help me out here. I always get this wrong, but let me see if I can get this right. It's Beaufort, North Carolina. Is that correct?
That is correct. Buford is South Carolina.
I am, Michael, I am ending the show right now. It can't get any better. Thank you, America. Michael, the show's called Hell in a Handbasket.
Hey, I'm just going to make it worse because I've got a suggestion for you for George Washington University.
Yes. I have my quill ink.
They need to become the George Washington University earthworms.
The earthworms. Now, all right, why earthworms?
They're spineless.
Yes.
They're spineless. They're squirmy. They have both man and woman parts, so they are binary, gender fluid.
Gender fluid.
They're everything out there eats them, and the students that are following this, when they get out in the real world, they're going to be eaten up. And ultimately, nobody respects an earthworm.
It's a good point. It's a good point you make. I love this. They're spineless and squirmy. Michael, yeah, hang tight. We're gonna hook you up with the book. That's well done, sir. Well done. Let's go to Jonathan in Statesville, North Carolina, line two. Hi, Jonathan. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, sir.
I think we should call them the George Washington Nonads.
The Stop it. You're killing us. You're killing me. What are you people doing out there in Radio Land?
Hey.
The Nonads.
We're several calls away from the pastor. I'm sure he's hung up by now.
Yeah, he's our official chaplain. That's the problem, Jonathan. Yeah, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm in so much trouble today. All right, Jonathan, hang tight. We're going to send something your way. I love that. Let's go, Nonads. Yeah, that works. Let's go to line six. Elaine, listening to us from WDUN. Elaine, you've got to help me out of this.
Well, I don't know if this will be good enough for you, Todd, or not, but I have a suggestion of a mascot that's a cartoony-looking figure by the name of What's It?
What's It?
It might be copyrighted already, because I've got to tell you the history. Do you remember when the Olympics were in Atlanta? I guess it was 1996.
I think I know where you're going with this. Yes, I do remember that.
Yes, the committee went through, you know, a hoopla like Washington University over, they were so afraid they would choose an emblem, a mascot that would represent historic Georgia, the culture of Georgia, the Old South. So So they went round and round and round, and they finally had someone, they hired a company or something, that came up with this stupid little thing. I don't know how to describe what it looked like, but they called it, what's it?
I remember that, yes. And everybody was like, what? What? What is that? Who came up with that idea?
Yeah, I think it was a company they hired to do it. And as a native Georgian, I was extremely, extremely disappointed. I thought it was a laughing stock. So if it's not copyrighted, maybe that would help George Washington University out of this dilemma, because nobody will know what in the heck it is.
You know, Elaine, this is a good point. You know what my suggestion was? You jolted my memory. During the 96 Olympics in Atlanta, for all of you young people out there listening to us, when they did the final, you know, they lit the cauldron and people were, you know, running through the streets of Atlanta and they had the torch. My thought, and Elaine, I thought this would have been pretty epic. I recommended they have the old General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard. And if you remember the Dukes of Hazzard, Luke Duke and Bo Duke, they would be in the front. They would be in front of the General Lee in the front seat there. One of the guys would actually have the torch. They would hit the ramp. And as the General Lee goes up into the air, they're able to light the giant cauldron. And then the Olympic Games would begin. And then you could have some Waylon Jennings, right? Now, I think that would have been a great. They may be doing that for the Redneck Games. I don't know. So,
well, it would have been memorable in 96.
Right? Exactly my point. Thank you very much. All right. Elaine, thank you for that. Real quick, let's go to Patty, WSIC in North Carolina. All right, Patty, what you got?
Well, gas is Hunter Biden still higher than gas, but let me put it this way. Todd, you just can't get enough of this.
You got 10 seconds.
All right. Ultra MAGA University.
You trigger everybody, Patty. Ultra MAGA University.
Yes.
All right, Patty, we got to leave it on that note. All right, Patty says Ultra MAGA University. You guys have had some clever stuff today, but I'm serious about the General Lee. That would have been one heck of a way to launch the Olympic Games. Folks, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hope you're doing well wherever you might be today. It is a warm day across much of the nation. A big, big event happening this week in Nashville, Tennessee at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel. I will be one of the speakers. President Trump is going to be speaking. Also, our good friend Pastor Robert Jeffers, who was on the program earlier today, he will be there as well. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have with us the founder of the Faith and Freedom Coalition and the man behind this huge weekend gathering of conservatives and people of faith, the Road to the Majority Conference, our good friend Ralph Reed. Ralph, hope you're doing good.
I'm doing great, Todd. Good to be back with you.
You see, I love how you multitask. I wouldn't have time to do interviews. I'd still be packing and, you know, getting ready and all that kind of whatnot.
Well, I've got a very good team, and I'm here at the Gaylord Opryland Hotel right now. We've got some preliminary meetings this afternoon, and I've got a great staff in the room next to me that is, believe me, doing all that preliminary work.
Ralph, let's talk about what people can expect. What are you hearing in advance, and what is the vibe there in Nashville?
You know, I think the vibe, honestly, is a combination. It's a very unique admixture of deep concern about our country. You know, the worst inflation in four decades, the highest gas prices in recorded economic history, the worst humanitarian crisis on the southern border in the history of our country, a stock market that is imploding. You know, the likelihood, sadly, we hope we can avoid it, of a recession being caused by the fact that both the Biden administration and the Federal Reserve had their head in the sand and waited too late. And now they're going to have to hit the brakes after going 80 miles an hour, and everybody's going to go through the windshield. And it's just a combination of the most woke, progressive, left-wing policies you have ever seen, combined with criminal levels of incompetence. I think another concern, honestly, Todd, is the reaction by the left and the media to the leak of the Samuel Alito draft opinion in Dobbs, and what can only be characterized by an extraordinarily frightening outburst of anger and rage on the left that has included an assassination attempt against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, attacks on Catholic and evangelical churches. But combined with that concern is an excitement, because help is on its way, and it's going to come in November. And without getting ahead of ourselves or self-congratulating ourselves at midfield, we got a lot of work to do, Todd. This is going to be a very, very contentious and hard-fought election, but I think there's a red wave coming, and I think it's going to be on the level of 94 or 2010 or bigger.
I'm with you. I mean, I get the feeling. I remember back when Newt Gingrich was leading the big revolution, and it was that kind of momentum. The country was in a difficult spot, but we're in a far worse spot now than we were then. So I have to imagine that there is going to be an excitement among conservatives wanting to get to the ballot box to at least put a stop to these radical and dangerous Biden policies.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing already, even though we don't really kick in with our ground game until later on in July or August, because all of our after-action analysis indicates that the most successful voter communications occur in the 90 to 100 days before the election. You know, we're planning on knocking on a record number of doors, making a record number of phone calls. We're going to be in a record number of churches. We'll reach 15 million born-again evangelical voters and pro-life voters at the door of their home. There has never been an effort this large, this ambitious, by an organization outside the two major political parties in your or my lifetime. And we're not going to have any problem getting that job done. Volunteers are already signing up. People are already signing up to make phone calls. We've already got voter registration underway in churches, including Hispanic and Black churches in every key battleground state. And I am telling you, people are ready to do whatever they have to do to save this country from these radical, extreme, and destructive policies.
Ralph, has it been difficult for you guys to latch onto a specific issue? I mean, there are so many things wrong, so many dumpster fires burning right now.
No, not really. We don't really pay a lot of attention to the politics when it comes to setting our public policy agenda, and so the main focus of what we've been working on, even though we work on a broad range of issues, and obviously the bulk of this, Todd, has been at the state level, because at the federal level, we haven't really been able to get a lot done, because you got a 50-50 Senate and you got a Democratic House. So, you know, we think that'll change, as I said, in November, but we've been focused on, number one, pro-life legislation. We had no way of knowing that Dobbs might give us an opportunity to revisit Roe, but we were deeply involved in things like the Texas legislation, the 15-week ban in Florida, the heartbeat bill in Georgia, and a number of others that have passed around the country. Secondly, election integrity. We've been involved in fixing what was broken that allowed for lots of chicanery and shenanigans by the left, including illegal harvesting of ballots. In our view, making the playing field uneven with the Zuck Bucks and the private funding of additional voting locations in heavily Democratic and liberal precincts. We think that's not fair, and we've worked to correct that, getting rid of the drop boxes and a number of things. And then finally, we work on criminal justice reform and human trafficking, education reform, and school choice. And we think school choice, in the aftermath of this organic, spontaneous parental rights movement that's sweeping the country, is going to be one of the cornerstones of a pro-family agenda for the country in the coming decade.
Well said. Ralph Reed on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Ralph, it's always exciting when President Trump comes and is a part of any gathering. And I have to imagine the crowd there at the Road to the Majority, they're going to really give the president a great welcome this week.
Oh, I don't have any doubt. You know, this will be his seventh appearance. He appeared here twice as a private citizen, once as a presidential candidate, three times as president, and now he'll be coming back as a former president. And, you know, I know the left and the media attack us for welcoming him, but I have a pretty simple rule, which is if you served as president of the United States and you moved the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan, if you were the first president to ever speak to the March for Life in person, if you were the first president to ever repeal the Johnson Amendment to lift that oppression and that persecution and discrimination against the freedom of speech of faith leaders and faith organizations, and if you gave us three solidly conservative, and we hope and trust and pray pro-life justices on the Supreme Court, along with 231 other conservative judges, then you're welcome at our conference anytime. And he'll be very warmly received, and it will be richly deserved, I assure you.
Well said. All right. Well, Ralph, we're going to let you get back to work, and look forward to being there this weekend. And thanks for the opportunity to be able to address those gathered.
Yeah, Todd, we appreciate your voice and your platform and all that you've done on radio, on TV, online. And we're honored to have you. And it's going to be a very, very special weekend.
Ralph Reed, everybody, and if you would like information, we have that up on our website, toddstearns.com. Check that out. And again, Ralph Reed, great American patriot, and it's going to they're expecting about 3,000 or so people there in Nashville, and then from there, the president goes to Memphis, where he'll be speaking at the Lander Center. And my understanding, you know, this is interesting. The arena seats about 5,000 or so people, I believe. They have not sold out. So there are still plenty of seats available if you're interested in going and seeing the president in North Mississippi in the Memphis area. All right, folks, we're going to regroup here and take a break. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We're going right to the phones. But I got to tell you about my friends over at Life Change Tea. They're having a big summer sale. Buy three, get one free. Now, this summer, why not make a commitment to feel your very best, right? Everybody wants to feel good, especially when it's hot outside. You know, you don't want to feel yucky. Well, Life Change Tea is an amazing gentle cleanse that you can use daily for optimum gut health. So I drink this stuff every day. It's delicious. It's the right combination. You've got 12 herbs, comes in three delicious flavors. I like peppermint. You can get it in natural and pomegranate as well. Life Change Tea has been around since 2007, made right here in America. It's easy to brew. You just keep it in your fridge. keep it frosty, and you can drink it every single day. It's summertime, and I love iced tea in the summertime, and you are going to love Life Change Tea. Here's where you need to go. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. If you use my discount code, Todd10, you're going to get an additional $10 off plus free shipping. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code. Why do I always have a problem saying that phrase? Discount code. Use the code Todd10, and you're going to get $10 off plus free shipping. We'll be right back.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, folks, welcome back. A lot of you folks offering up names here for George Washington University. They're having to rename their school mascot. They can't call themselves the Colonials anymore. Let's go to Central Arkansas. Rob hanging out with us today. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, a couple of things. One, they could be called the Wokesters.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
Have a mascot, you know, in a bed like the Florida State Seminoles when he comes out and throws the spear. They could push the bed out to the middle of the deal and somebody waking up, you know.
The Wokesters.
But I think they might be having cocktail weenies up there at the White House.
Cocktail weenies, you think? I always love the ones with the barbecue sauce. Those are very delicious.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Rob. Ben, you gotta have my back here, man.
I mean, Todd, in all fairness, you started that. If you listen back, and you can always listen back on Todd's podcast, you did drop that first.
What if they're serving Chick-fil-A?
Probably Todd, I don't think they would.
Probably not.
No.
I never could figure out why especially the lesbian crowd, they have a problem with the plump, juicy breast over at Chick-fil-A. I never have understood that. It triggers people.
It's all triggering, especially in the month of June.
Everything's triggering. Everything's triggering. All right. Thank you, Ben. Let's go to Jacksonville, North Carolina. Great part of the country. Daniel, what say you?
Hey there, Todd. I hope you're having a great afternoon.
Yeah, you know, it's going all right. I'm just kidding. It's going good.
I hear you there. Let's talk about that school. I got a name for you. Swampers.
The Swamper. Oh, I love that one. Swampers.
But do you know where I'm going with this?
No, see, I don't.
George Washington, when he was a youngster, he worked for the Army Corps of Engineering, and he was tasked to drain out the Great Dismal Swamp in Chesapeake, Virginia. Well, he failed at that task. But if you go there today, you can still see the ditches. You can still see them, and they're still on the map. See, I'm originally from Portsmouth, so I know the history of it. I believe he was in his upper 20s when George Washington was slated to do that.
Fascinating.
But I don't know anything about the school, but if he couldn't do that with the swamp, then I don't think the school could do anything else other than this woke culture.
Well, that's a fair point. I like it. The Swampers, Daniel, thank you, and thanks for the good history lesson, too. Yeah.
On a side note right there, I think the White House, I think their buffet is probably hot dog sausage and cucumbers and maybe some ding-dongs for dessert. It's just one of those things. It's PC, you just never know.
I never know.
Chick-fil-A, no, I don't think it'd be, you know, I don't think it'd come 50 miles within the presence of anywhere around there. You never know.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you.
Yeah, really.
I'm going to hang up on you now, Daniel. Goodbye. Better than ho-hos, I guess.
What did he say? Cucumbers, hot dogs, Vienna sausages, eggplant. I mean, the list goes on. What a smorgasbord.
It's a delicious buffet. Get some saltine crackers. You put the Vienna sausage between the crackers, you got lunch right there.
Todd. Visual. Oh my God. It's lunchtime.
Is it not? We still have another half an hour to go. What's Rush Limbaugh never had to deal with this. Where's my agent? 844-747-8868. Robert in Statesville, North Carolina. Robert, help us out here.
Hey, Todd. I'll do my best. I was thinking, trying to think non-binary and all. I'm thinking they should call them the insurrectionist.
Oh, okay. Insurrectionist. All right. I'm writing this one down. All right. Insurrectionist. And we've
has
got
nothing to do with gender or anything.
No, that's true. That is true. You've kept it clean. And Robert, for that, we are eternally grateful. Thank you. Let's go back to Beaufort, North Carolina. A lot of folks hanging out with us today in Beaufort. Ivan on the line. Ivan, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Todd. I think you could call them the global weenies.
The global weenies.
Or the global warmers.
You know, I went to the, believe it or not, that reminds me of a story. I went to a San Francisco Giants game. I went to a baseball game years ago when I was out on the left coast. And they have one of those competitions. If you've been to the Major League Baseball games, they dress people up, and it's a bratwurst. I think Johnsonville, you know, you had the brat, an Italian sausage, and like a hot dog, and people were dressed up in the costumes, and they had no arms, so they were just sort of flailing about. But the whole point was you had to run around the field, and I guess whoever crossed home plate first was the winning sausage. It was very entertaining. So anyway, Ivan, thanks for the call. Folks, you know, it's only Wednesday. This is the crazy part about this program. Hey, look, do you like pizza? Because we've got a great guest coming up. Papa John himself is going to be here, the founder of Papa John's Pizza, going to weigh in on what's happening in the economy. And who better to talk about that than Papa John? Got to take a break here. Lines open, 844-747-8868. Behave, America. Behave. During the break, ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Reserve announced they are raising their benchmark interest rate by 75 basis points. First time in nearly three decades that's ever happened. First time since 1994. Folks, it's getting bad out there. It is getting bad. And do not check your 401k. There's no need. No need right now. Some guy told me he checked his. It was down like 20%. I told him, I said, don't check it. Just leave it be. Leave it be. It's getting rough out there, folks. No doubt about it, from the grocery stores to the gas station to restaurants. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Honored to have with us a great American patriot. The man made the best pizza known to mankind. I'm talking about none other than Papa John Schnatter himself. John, good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for having me.
You know, John, back in the day when I lived in New York City, I have to tell you this story first. You know, everybody talks about the New York City thin crust pizza, whatever. You know, I moved there, and I still found your pizza to be the best back in the day.
Yeah, the key 40% of your flavor is fresh packed sauce, which double the money is paste. And the largest consumer of fresh packed sauce is Chicago and New York. So what you're picking up on, New Yorkers understand real authentic flavor, real fresh packed sauce. And so New York and Chicago are probably the two areas we didn't have as much of as a competitive advantage as far as differentiating the product as we do in other markets. But what you're doing is you're tasting real fresh packed, real sauce, real Italian authentic pizza sauce.
Oh, it was amazing back in the day. So it helped me make it through New York City living up in the Big Apple. So nice to be back down south, though. John, I want to talk to you about the impact Biden's economy is having, especially on the food industry, which took a massive hit during the China virus. And now here we are, and it's like a double whammy for folks.
Well, it's probably a quadruple or a tenfold. You know, my heart goes out to the folks that wake up and every day and make this country great. They're the backbone of America. As you know, when America works, America works. And the policies of this administration have been just brutal on the middle class. And, you know, if you continue with these policies, you create a two-tiered class, rich and poor, and you hurt the middle class. And that concerns me deeply because the middle class, the working class, is the backbone of America.
You know, I'm a big foodie. I love, watching the restaurant scene. And I mean, you talk about wanting to start a business. That's got to be one of, if not the hardest business to start and to run, which is a restaurant. And then when you've got these policies coming out from the government, it's just really, really hard, for people to be able to make ends meet.
Yeah. The mindset starts at the top, starts with the right attitude and the right ideology. I was blessed. I grew up with Reaganomics in 84 when I founded Papa John's. As you know, Todd, 9 out of 10 small businesses go under, and then you put on the headwinds and the regulation, the devaluation of the dollar, and the mindset. The mindset, small business is really taking it on the chin. And if you look at the energy policies of this administration, he told us he was going to raise gas prices, and everything in America runs on fuel, fossil fuel. And then you have these policies, these overregulation of the oil and gas industries that hurt supply. And as demand has increased since the COVID, the Chinese, as you call it, epidemic, it's put more pressure. And now you've got you're de-incentivizing the amount of gas and oil production that's predicted in the future with exploration and innovation is down some years as high as 90 from 2016, some years as high as 30%. So you've got a president who is determined to raise gas prices. You have a supply and demand issue with their ideology on and over-regulating. And what's going to further the possibility of gas prices staying high and maybe going higher is they've cut off exploration and new drilling, and they're going away from energy independence to energy dependence on foreign countries, and that's not good for America.
No, it's not. And again, you know, you get to see those prices. If you're not a farmer, maybe you're a consumer, you go to the grocery store, and that's why you're seeing those higher prices. You know, John, I own a news talk radio station in Memphis, and we have a lot of longtime sponsors and supporters. And one of the guys called me up, said, my gas prices are going up 30%. And, you know, we've got, you know, it's a problem. You know, where do you make up, you know, that amount of money? And it's just really hard for folks. What advice do you give to these small business owners out there to survive through these times?
Well, I subscribe to the Jimmy V model, which is never give up, just simply never give up. Tenacity and persistence, you know, always outweigh genius and talent. So you never want to give up. So you want to keep that positive mindset. And I don't see any policies. I don't see anything out of this administration. I don't see a locomotive that's going to pull this out of us until we get a different, mindset in office. And, you know, the midterms are coming up, but the Americans need to go out in droves and do what they did with Carter. Now, the bad news is Biden has completely destroyed the best of the most robust economy in the world has ever seen under the Trump administration. But that's the bad news. The good news is Americans now have got to see in real time how devastating Jimmy Carter and Joe Biden policies are to their lifestyle. The left's ideology always takes the standard of living and the quality of life backwards. Conservative values, conservative principles always take everybody's lifestyle and quality of life upward. And as I've pointed out before, they throw around a trillion. You know, it takes 11 days to go from one domain if you count it. It takes 32 years to count one to a billion. It takes 32,000 years to count to a trillion. So I'll give you the good news and the bad news. The bad news is they've gone out and spent $5, $10, $7, $8 trillion recklessly. I mean, it's just been bad fiscal policy and very reckless. The good news is they did it so quick and it's so much money. It's such an absurd amount of money that the consumer now goes, hey, if we print money and we're not responsible with our policies, it's going to hurt me sooner or later, i.e. the devaluation of the dollar and inflation. And when you print money, it is a cruel future hidden tax on the working man and working woman of this country.
You're absolutely right, and I mean, I couldn't have said it better. John, we've got a great link to your website. By the way, terrific website. What can people find if they want to go over to PapaJohnSchnatter.com? What will they find?
Well, I feel a little bit guilty on this on your show here because I didn't point out any fixes except we have to change leadership. We have to change and get rid of this ideology that's really killing America. But I think the key takeaway is stay positive, stay upbeat, always make a contribution to yourself, to your fellow man, and your communities, and do the right thing. Run your life on principle. Run your life on natural law and things that have, you know, a long-term positive effect. You know, Papa John, since I've left, they're running the company on bad human nature. They've lost their principles. And if you run a company with good principles, sooner or later, good things are going to happen. And if you run your life and your company on principles of that are negative, you're going to have negative consequences. So I think stay positive, run your life with good principles, and do something for your fellow man. Make a contribution and stay positive.
Well said. And, you know, we're a talk show that promotes hope. And I do have hope at the end of the day. We believe that, you know, we are one nation under God. I know you do as well, John. And, you know, knowing that is where our true hope is, we are going to get through the difficult times. And, you know, life is going to throw some curveballs at us. But, you know, if we stay the course, we're going to be able to win the day.
Well, what's amazing is in 2016, when I retired from Papa John's, the stock was $88 a share. 5 years later, the stock is 83. So we're at the same stock price as less, actually, than we were 5 years ago, and that's because the company's no longer run on quality, service, authenticity, and the fundamental principles that our Constitution and our great nation was built on.
Well said. And, John, with that, we're going to have to take a break here, and we appreciate the great work you have done for our nation, and thank you for making that delicious pizza back in the day. It was a good one.
Well, thanks for recognizing that better ingredients do make a better pizza.
They certainly do. All right, John, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Papa John's Pizza, Papa John Schnatter, right here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We've got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Glad that you are here today. By the way, heading to Nashville in a couple of days, and hope to see you at the big Road to the Majority Conference. Our good buddy Ralph Reed, President Trump, will be speaking Friday. I'll be speaking Saturday. And then in a couple of weeks, heading down to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We're very excited to be raising money for Lighthouse Baptist Academy. I'll be speaking at the school and then at the church on Sunday. If you'd like information, you can go to ToddStarnes.com. All right, we have an update here. We've been covering the China virus over the past few days. All right, so here's the latest. So the China virus is sort of like yesterday's yesterday's disease. Now we've got monkeypox to deal with, and it's a terrible thing. According to the, you know, folks, it's just one of those days. So apparently people are very upset over the name of the virus called monkeypox. And the reason why is they say that people, there's a stigma about monkeypox because apparently it's racist. I thought it was homophobic because originally they told us that it was happening in these gay, you know, raves across Europe, specifically the UK. And then they went on to say, well, anybody can get it, but if you go to those raves, you're going to get it. But now they don't want to call it monkeypox, and they're coming up with another name. You know, we're not going to help them out. We've been spending the last 3 hours helping George Washington University figure out a new nickname, and we're not going to help the World Health Organization rename monkeypox. I'm just saying, not going to happen. All right, time now for gay news across America.
The gay national anthem. Did you ever hear that? They call it the gay national anthem. But YMCA gets people up and it gets them moving.
Oh, yes, it does. Mr. President, it's just fabulous. Fabulous. All right. Toy Story. Ben Dieter, are you a big fan of Toy Story, the Pixar cartoon?
You know, I'm a fan of Woody.
Is that one of the characters?
I believe that's the cowboy.
The cowboy. Oh, that's right. That was the Tom Hanks character.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a Mr. Potato Head and Miss Potato Head who were married. So she was Mrs. Potato Head. And then there was Buzz Lightyear. And so there's a big controversy over Buzz Lightyear. Tim Allen was the original voice of Buzz Lightyear. And now he's not. Patty Heaton, who is a friend of this program, by the way, from Everybody Loves Raymond, my favorite TV show. She's upset. She says that Tim Allen should still be the voice of Buzz Lightyear. And we don't know why he was not selected to, you know, resume his voice of the character, other than it could be his conservative politics. Anyway, Chris Evans is the new Buzz Lightyear. And Chris Evans is now defending Pixar's decision to include a gay kiss scene in the latest Toy Story spinoff. There you go. Disney says that they have reinstated a same-sex kiss between two lesbian characters. Now, who are the lesbians? Is it Miss? It's not Miss Potato Head. I mean, I guess you could switch out some of the parts, and that's the whole Potato Head thing, right? So I guess she could be gender neutral? I don't know. It's very confusing. Anyway, Chris Evans says, you know what? There's nothing wrong with the gay kiss, other than the fact, Chris Evans, that many of these Muslim countries are refusing to broadcast the film. They're not going to let them show this film in the movie theaters because of the lesbian smooch. There you go. Meanwhile, today at the White House, at this very moment, they're hosting the Gay Pride reception. And you know what, Ben? We're not going to tell people what's on the menu. We're just not going to do that. I don't want to go down that path. We're assuming there will be chicken wings, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Because you can't have a party without the chicken wings.
And I do think, again, they may have that cereal bar.
Stop.
I think they're serving Fruit Loops and Fruity Pebbles.
You got to put some Raisin Bran in there. You know I'm going to get. You know who's going to come after me now.
Oh, no.
It's not a good thing. Meanwhile, Fox News Channel under fire from Megyn Kelly. This is a shocker. Didn't see this coming. A couple of days ago, we brought to you this story from Fox News. They were promoting transgenderism. It was a blatant piece of propaganda, about a 3.5-4 minute piece. And they were telling the story of this child who identified as a boy when she could before she could even speak. And Fox News was basically advocating for gender transition surgeries for toddlers. And it freaked a lot of people out, especially in the faith community, because they're saying, wait a second, this has nothing to do with who Fox News is. And for that matter, where is the fair and the balanced in this report? Megyn Kelly, of all people, coming out. And we have this story up on our website, toddstearns.com. And Megyn Kelly is condemning Fox News. This is a big deal because Megyn Kelly is, and we don't have time, we're not going to have time to play the audio. We'll save that for tomorrow. But Megyn Kelly is coming out and she is defending all of you parents out there who are enraged that this kind of thing was broadcast on a television station that I would contend was literally built on the backs of people of faith and specifically evangelical Christians. But as I warned you, you know, I worked there, 15 years. And I can tell you that over the past 2 years, the final 2 years of my time there, there was a massive radical shift in the culture at Fox. So I'm not terribly surprised. What I am surprised about is Megyn Kelly coming out and condemning this. That's how egregious this reporting is. But I will say that by and large, there are more LGBT activists working at the Fox News corner of the world right now than there are actual evangelical Christians. So we'll get into more of that tomorrow on the program. Again, toddstearns.com. By the way, Father's Day coming up. It's a great opportunity for you to get a copy of my latest book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. It is a family-friendly book. No, there are no lesbian kisses. No, Ben. No lesbian kisses in the book.
Maybe there'll be a sequel.
There are some recipes, and I do want to warn you about this, folks. You know, I'm a good teetotaling, you know, Baptist. Mm-hmm. But some of the recipes do contain let me just put it this way. We apparently have a lot of Episcopalian listeners in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Mm. So, but they assure me the booze like burns off.
Ooh.
And it just tastes good.
I've tried one of your recipes before. I think you got a tomato sandwich in there.
Stop it. Oh, I do.
You do?
No, I have a recipe. The Todd Starnes Mater sandwich recipe is in this book. That is correct. But no booze. Just good Mississippi red tomatoes. All right, folks, we got to scoot out of here. I want to thank you for joining us. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.